your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
You have tuned in to The Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network. My name is Stephanie.
And this is Heidi, and we are so happy to be back here tonight on this lovely Tuesday evening once again.
Yeah.
Hopefully our goal is to be mistake-free tonight.
I know. Wouldn't that be I don't know if that can ever happen with us, Heidi.
Oh, well, there's always a first.
There's always a first.
We'll shoot for that tonight.
We have to set that bar a little bit higher sometimes.
Have to be a lot higher, actually. But here we are, and it's not thunderstorming, so we're all set. I was worried earlier today with the storms that were moving in.
Mm-hmm. But it all went away, and actually the sun was out just a few minutes ago. My sister came over, and we were sitting out on the deck, and it was just beautiful.
Yeah, it's been sunny here all afternoon and lovely. So lovely day to do the show. It's almost one of those things that I kind of wish, well, and I've wished this for a few months now, to be back over at Superfan Anita's on her patio.
Yes.
We did that last summer, and it was so much fun doing the show from outside. You're outside, but not outside.
Yes.
And yeah, it was that was fun. So Superfan Anita, shout out to you.
I know. I don't know if you're listening. She's up in Canada somewhere in the wilds, you know. So
yeah, she is.
Oh, my gosh. Having the time of her life, I'm sure. So, yeah. So here we are. So it's a beautiful day, and I fly away tomorrow to San Juan Island up in Washington State, and I'm so excited, can I just say?
Yep, you've been talking about this probably since the last time you went.
I know, and it's been 2 years, so it's been a while. And so hopefully tomorrow night at this time, I'll either be on island or on the ferry on the way there, you know? So anyway, I'll be close if I'm not there.
Yes. Well, I would imagine, you'd be there and loving every second of it and
absolutely
giving us the lowdown on what it's like to fly right now and how the whales are doing eventually.
I know. And they're actually showing up. And so we're really excited. I'm hoping we see them all, you know, or at least, because last time we were out there, they hadn't seen them really all summer. And then we happened to be there and they were there. We saw them every single day. And I remember Katie Jones, who's a friend of ours. She's a researcher out there and she works for the center. And she said, "You guys are so lucky because, honey, we haven't seen them all year, you know, until now." So I said, "Well, they know we're coming."
It was like a reunion.
It was. It was. And they're seeing the comet out there. So we're going to go and we're going to go up on the mountain and see if we can get a really good look at that comet. And I think it'll be super fun. You know,
it's like a spirit animal, astrological whole like travel trip.
Yep. And we'll go up to the mausoleum and I got some names of historians out there. I might want to call if we have some time and talk about that mausoleum. We'll see.
Yeah.
So
I know you've talked about that every time you went and we have yet to get like some kind of on location.
I know, you know, it's an amazing place. Sometime I'll be out there on a Tuesday and I do think I have pretty good internet. I don't know if I could probably call. I could probably call you, you know, and do the show from out there because that would be really fun, wouldn't it?
That would be fun. It would be fun for you to do an on location there because some of just what you've talked about would be interesting to see if there's anything there. So
Well, and I thought we would walk back there. I don't think we'll, you know, you're not supposed to be back there after dark. But I do think that it would be fun to try to get a hold of the managers out there and see
well,
if
here's
the next
deal,
time
Steph.
We go there, if they'll let us do that. You
Steph,
know?
It's 2 hours earlier there, so you could probably still be there in the light.
Yes.
When we're on our show.
Yes, yes.
So
absolutely.
Technically you're not breaking any rules,
no.
And that's how we roll here. Mm-hmm. We're not rule breakers.
But what I'm saying is I think it would be a really good investigation to do an overnight there.
Yeah, it would.
You know, and so that's why I need to you know, work with the locals there to find out who I need to ask to get that permission
right.
at some point.
But if
point.
You can't do an overnight, you can still do an on-location.
Yeah.
Because it'll still be light there.
Yeah.
So we can still get what we want without breaking the rules. Thank you very much.
For sure. So I'm going to go up there and I'm going to do probably a Facebook Live. So any of you who are my friends on Facebook, you should be able to see it because the video will be there. But it's just such an amazing place. It really is. So it's cool. It's just cool beyond belief. And who knew this place was there in the middle of the woods, in the middle of the island, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, enough about me.
Oh, Dave, I have to say, Dave just said, not a rule breaker, Steph. So I guess I'm saying I'm not a rule breaker. I'm not speaking for Stephanie. I apologize.
You know, Steffi kind of just does what she wants to do.
That's
you
a
know,
fact.
And then beg. And
that's
then
a hard
for,
fact.
Yes, and then beg for forgiveness after, you know, once the trouble starts.
See, if you don't get caught, you don't have to ask for forgiveness.
Well, that's true. And most of the time I don't get
I'm
caught.
I'm just kidding. I don't do anything to break the rules. I don't think.
Oh, whatever. So, so what have you got going on, Heidi?
Oh my, it has been a wild and crazy week with attachments. I have gotten,
you were saying that last week too.
It's, you know what? I think it's what's going on right now with just the energy, and there's so much tension and there's retrograde planets and so much happening right now that I think it's really, if there has been attachments, because some of these attachments that I've been working on lately have been going on for a while, but I think with all the energy, it just kind of comes to a head where something has to be done, whether it's more impactful, more active, more oppressive, whatever the reason, it's really been crazy. And so even just the last couple of days, I've been doing, well, like since our last show, I've done a handful of detachments, we'll say, because it wasn't like a exorcism, possession, anything like that. So I will say that it was a detachment, and I've done a handful of those. It's been just like nonstop. I mean, really, for the last couple months. So I'm glad I can do this because these people are suffering. Yeah. I mean, some people end up in the hospital over this stuff with medical mysteries, right? There's these, that's actually a lot of the calls I've been getting, medical mysteries. There's something going on. The doctors have no idea. And I can go in and I'm seeing some of this energetic stuff that's happening. It's like, oh my God. So thankfully we've been able to do this. And one person actually, she was in a coma, medically induced a coma because they couldn't figure out what was going on with her. And when I went in to do an energy session while she's in a coma, I was able to connect with her, and it was wild what was happening to her. And thankfully I was able to help. And within a couple of days, they were taking her out of a coma and she's going to be going home shortly.
Wow.
So
good for you. That's
awesome. And I don't know. I mean, I know that part of what we did helped, but she really had to do the healing after the session. It wasn't like poof, anyone healed her. Mm-hmm. She has to still heal. Mm-hmm. But the medical mystery part was actually the spiritual attachment that was wicked bad. It was nasty. And anyway, so we were able to do that, and that was good news to hear because it could have gone either way. She might not have come back from it either because of how far gone it was. But so it's been really crazy. And a lot of these aren't here in the Twin Cities. So I'm doing them remotely, working with people over the phone and over, you know, internet and stuff like that. And it's good that we can do this that way, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, at least Mercury retrograde, Mercury is direct now. So
One of the how many planets?
Right.
I think there's still a few retrograde, but Mercury is the one that kind of messes with us on a little bit more.
It wasn't
obvious.
As bad. It wasn't as bad this last time, like we talked about. But boy, the minute it goes direct, I can feel it. It's like, oh, that's such a relaxing thing now, you know. Well, we have a couple of guests on our show tonight, Heidi.
Yes, we do.
We actually, so the for those of you who don't know, The Gathering grew out of a show called The Calling Radio Show, which is on Tuesday nights. And so tonight we have the hosts of The Calling Radio Show, Jerry and Kim. So welcome into The Gathering, you guys.
Hey, hey thank guys. You very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, at first, sir, I thought you forgot about us.
We ramble.
I know, I was intrigued.
We have to ramble.
I liked it, Jerry.
Well, Kim, isn't this weird? Look around you. I mean, our studio is like we stick to the floor at times. We just don't clean it up. You look around here, it even smells different, for God's sakes.
And you see the lights. You can see the lights.
Yes, it's weird.
It's brighter.
It is. It's much brighter.
Oh, my. She's like, oh, my. Heidi is like, what is going on?
This might be the reason that we didn't let you guys in right away. So right? I'm just saying. We have completely now lost control of the show.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, no. Well, this is what happens, you know, when you get four radio hosts all together. We never know what's going to happen.
You know, first off, if I can say, I mean, I remember when I started doing The Calling, and then you guys decided to come on, you three ladies, Heidi, Steph, and Kristen Barton, and then it was every last Wednesday of the month. And then when you guys took your own, it was like, I really missed you guys on at the last Wednesday of every month. And now that your guys is on Tuesday, it's like, I really, really enjoy listening to your show. There is times that I don't understand what's going on, so I do have to look it up, but I'm learning, okay?
When you had asked us if we would do the show, you know, when we were doing that one mm-hmm. Wednesday of the month, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh God, this is going to be so weird. And I was super nervous. I know I was super nervous the first couple of times we did it. And I didn't think I would like it as much as I did. But then it got really fun. Like we were really looking forward to it, weren't we, Steph? Like, I mean, we still do. Even doing it weekly, we look forward to it. So it was, but I didn't realize how fun it would be. So I appreciate, Jerry, you thinking about me as one of the people and asking, to do it, because it's been loads of fun for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a blast. You ladies are a lot of fun, you know. And besides that, I loved your guys. You guys should still keep the same theme song.
Yeah, the original one?
The Gathering, The Gathering, The Gathering.
I just remember you guys didn't have one. It was like, it was so stupid. I'm sorry.
And it was, whose idea was it, Jerry, to do it that way?
It was mine.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yep, and Dave, like even Dave said right there, I remember Steph said she'd never do a show.
I did.
Now she's addicted. Her and Heidi are like, they're in there and, you know, they're just like grafted together.
Well, you know? They're good shows though, Jerry. Topics are wonderful and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's a good show.
No, it is. I never said it wasn't. It's a blast. No, I mean, it's got to be top shelf if we're here.
Oh, of course. So let me ask you, Jerry, I have a question. And some of the people listening probably know this, but I can't remember for the life of me. How long have you been doing your show?
I do believe it started 2012.
Wow.
So
okay,
it's
so
been 8 years. Yeah.
What and got you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What got you into it? I'm just curious, like, where did this come from for you to start a radio show?
Bobby Sullivan had a show on Para X. I can't remember what it was called. And he had me come on a couple times. And I was like, I was so nervous. Oh, my God, you got to be kidding me, you know. So there was a lot of, that type of thing where it was like, you know, Minnesota explosion there. And then Bobby's like, I really think you should do your own. And I started thinking I should, too. So we called it MPC Radio, which was part of the Minnesota Paranormal Coalition. Mm-hmm. And we had all the different team members. Oh, my God. The song we had, I think, is the same theme song we have now. But we would mention everybody's team. They would say their team name throughout the whole thing. So it got to be really big. And I still have a lot of those that I saved, like, Anoka Paranormal Investigations. When he gives me a call, Ross, his will come up on my phone as the ringtone.
Oh, that's funny.
So yeah, same with Brady, you know, except for he wasn't the head of it then. It was Will TCPS. But
I remember
it
that.
Was a lot of fun. It was. It's been a blast. And I'd have to say, you know, I've been through quite a few co-hosts and stuff. And Kimmy, I just you and I, we get along pretty good. We fought a couple times, you know.
Well, let's dig into that now.
Yeah,
she's like, you know, F you, Jerry, this, F you, Jerry, that.
Listen, I can't imagine Kimmy doing that.
Yeah.
No, oh, now, wait a minute. I have recordings of this. Now, I sent those recordings to Sarge. Sarge, can you please play them? Oh. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Heidi's eyes just got really big and soft. It's like, no, you can't do this to her.
No, when Jerry asked me, I was nervous too. And you know, I thought it was really nice that he had even asked me to be on there and stuff like that. And this is funny because I met Jerry at one of his first, what was it, Jerry? Paranormal 101, I think it was called, the first one, wasn't it?
Yep.
The first one. And that's
Steph
where I
and
met
I,
Jerry.
We did that in Faribault.
Yeah. So that's how I met Jerry's, and and then Heidi. I met Heidi all at the same time. So So I was very flattered. And Jerry still gets nervous. He still does.
I do. Before every show, I get extremely nervous. And when I get nervous, I start to yawn a lot. So sometimes it's like all of a sudden the music will start and Sarge will say go, and it's like.
Mid-yawn.
You know, I've got it on. Yeah, you know, I've got it on mute. And by the way, Sarge just flashed to me. It was 2013. 2012 was Bobby Sullivan.
Oh,
so it's 2013, but still 7 years. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's close.
That's
on 7.5. Yeah, still, it's been a lot of fun. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, in radio years, it was probably double that because you did 2 hour shows for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Because so it probably feels like 15 years.
Well, yeah, were at the last hour of the last show of the month, remember?
Yeah, we did.
That's right. Now I remember that. That's right.
No one could find us.
No one could find us.
Where are they? Where's the gathering? We're buried in the calling.
We were on there for like 2 years, right, Heidi? Before we went to the weekly
gig. 2 years.
You know, and then we, everybody knew who we were, which was fun. But yeah, so we've been doing it for 5 years, and we've been weekly. We were talking about this last week. We missed our third year weekly anniversary, which was at the end of June, I think.
Yeah,
right?
It was. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've been three years on our weekly show as of last week.
Mm-hmm. And I got to say, Heidi and I never argue. We never argue. We never say, you know, screw you or whatever. And
okay, hold on. I have sent the recordings to Sarge.
Oh, yeah,
Sarge,
right.
Can you please play?
I'm like, there's no recordings.
No.
I'm not even worried.
We disagree on things. You know, we disagree on things. But
right. And if we, but it never, it's always like we just roll it.
Yes,
like,
do. We kind of roll with the punches. And what I notice about your show is, you know, like you said, Kim, Jerry gets so nervous. And when he had Squatchers on a couple of months ago, man, we had to be ready to go by like 6:30 because the calling is on at 7 Central Time. And he wanted us all on Skype a half an hour beforehand. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know.
But hold on. In my defense.
He's probably got a video for or something he's going to send to Sarge.
I don't know.
Hang on.
Yeah.
What happened, Steph? We had trouble. We had trouble trying to get Cindy on because of Skype. That's why I've always said, get on early so we can get the Skype stuff taken care of just in case.
Okay. Right. Well, I know. And then you texted me today and you said, what time tonight? I said, oh, I don't know. You know, 7:50. We don't worry about it. We just, you know, get on a few minutes before we start. Whatever. You know, Sarge takes care of us. You know, we just let Sarge do all the hard stuff. He does all the hard stuff for us. He pulls out his hair. But, you know, he never knows what to do about us, you know.
That's why he drinks. No, I'm kidding. He doesn't drink.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so, all right. So, both of you. So, what's cool for all of you listening, all four of us are paranormal investigators, and Kim and Heidi and I are all on the Squatchers team. But let's talk paranormal. So which one of you would like to go first about what's going on with your respective groups?
Kimberly Juarez.
We're doing okay, I want to say, even though with this whole COVID thing, you know, and mm-hmm. I think we're doing good. We're actually going to be researching a state park pretty soon. And then we're going to do, let's see, I think we have two farms to finish. And as a matter of fact, we're doing an overnight on Saturday. I think it's Saturday we have to do an overnight. But other than that, and we're getting new equipment. We were just talking about this because I was asking Jerry, you know, about cameras. I was just asking him and Mike O'Neill because I know Mike O'Neill, which is from Odyssey Paranormal. And so they were chatting, or he was showing a film or something. And I said, what camera is that? I'm asking him. So Jerry tuned in and everything. So I'm all asking about, how much is that camera? They're like, $1,200. Like, whoa.
Wow.
You know? So, yeah, there's just, you know, equipment's not cheap. I'll tell you.
No, it's expensive.
It's super expensive. So I'm trying to look for a decent camera. So that's what I'm trying to do right now. And we got one of these Paralights, and we got an SB11. And we should be getting more stuff pretty soon here. Yeah, we did the fireworks. You know, we did stayed in the heat and melted all over the concrete. But yeah, we got some money for them. So yeah, so that's what we're doing now. So we're doing good. We're doing good.
Good.
So
awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And Jerry, what's Supernatural Investigators of Minnesota doing lately?
Actually, we are not. I refuse to, and nobody wants to really either, to go to people's houses while the COVID virus is still making its ugly head known, because we, you know, I don't want anybody, some of them have kids, I don't want anybody getting sick. So mm-hmm. But we will, you know, we encourage people to call us, which they do. Oh my God. We get like 3, 4, 5 phone calls a week, emails asking questions about, what we're doing. If it's an outside investigation, we'll take it. Like we do have one coming up, and I'm sorry, we cannot talk about it because it's confidential. And, the company that, owns the place, they don't want people to know that this kind of thing could possibly happen there, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because the owner of the place actually said, well, how can it happen? We wear masks and we're constantly washing our hands.
Okay.
I'm like, well, spirits don't know that. They can't see soap.
Well, that's, you know, kind of a, like, crazy question.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was very interesting. But he was panicking, you know, and everything else and stuff, and you're going to get that. So, but, you know, outside ones we're going to do right now. We are actually looking for 2 people to bring on the team, for UFOs and for Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. And I know that we usually give cases, if there is any, we would hand them over to you guys, but there's been enough now. And there is one other person on the team that says, wait a minute, you know, I want to do this. And, you know, UFOs, there's been sightings of the Grays actually down in Faribault. And
really?
Yeah. And now that I bought the infrared monocular, which can see 400 meters in complete darkness. And you know, Steph, you guys brought them up to your Squatchers thing. And mm-hmm. it's kind of funny. I wished I would have had the tapes on that to bring up, because one certain person was using it and it records audio.
Oh,
here is. Oh, man.
It was our newest Squatcher.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it's they're pretty cool. I mean, they can really cut through the stuff and see things that are happening. So I'm kind of hoping that we can see those little Grays running around. And I guess the Grays are supposed to be like the evilest ones or something.
Yeah, they're not supposed to be good. They're not good.
They're not good. They're the ones that, you know, suck people up to the UFOs and or to the flying saucers, supposedly, and do all the experiments. That's what
there are others that are worse. But those are pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I mean, I'd figure it this way. If I get sucked up on it, as long as I come back you know, before rent's due. You know, that's, I'll be happy with that. It'll be interesting.
In what state would you be okay coming back? I'm just curious.
Like, in what state?
Yeah. Well, like, how, I mean, like, what, like, play, like, what all can they do to you and you'd still be okay coming back?
Okay. As long as I'm thinner.
Oh. And, and as long as they do liposuction and you're fine coming back.
Yeah, as long as okay. I don't care how they do it, just get rid of it. And my lungs have cleared up, and which is not the COVID-19. Everybody knows that. I've gotten really raspy over the years. And what else? Well, they tweaked my personality a bit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, jeez, Jerry.
Yeah, 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 that's it. That'll be cool.
That's and, a whole lot.
I'll be happy. Wow. Which part's a lot?
That is a lot.
What? My lungs, my personality, and my weight? That's a lot?
Well, okay, personality.
You know what? I do think all of us are too old. I think they go after the young ones first, and then they kind of follow them throughout their lifetime, is what I've understand. You know, that's what Gene Walker maintains, and a lot of MUFON people who have say they've been sucked up. You know, so I don't know. Interesting. Who knows?
It's true. That is definitely true. It's very interesting. That's why I want to get more and more in it. And we've had some people, as a matter of fact, I got to say this. We did have a guy that was interested in the Bigfoot part, and he lives up in southern part of Walker, Minnesota. And Jerry turning into a woman in a UFO. No. All right. Sherry is now blacklisted. but anyway, we started talking, and I asked him, we started talking about different teams. I said, have you heard of Squatchers? Everybody's heard of Squatchers up here. He said, the all-female team, right? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, they should come up here and they should do a talk.
Yeah.
It'd be great to have them up because, you know, there's everybody's seen stuff around here. You know, it's like, they should. I told you about that stuff. And we're like, he really said that? They heard of us? And it's like, yeah, you guys are a lot more well-known than what you're thinking.
Yeah. Well, we know that. And we've talked about, because we're going to be up north in August. We have talked about doing a Squatch Chat. But I honestly think Squatch Chats go over better when the weather's not as nice outside. Because then people have something to go to. When it's nice, they don't want to go sit in a hall somewhere and listen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you remember, right, Steph, when we did the Supernatural Chat up in Walker, it was beautiful outside.
It was. I do remember that.
And
yeah,
we got there, and as soon as we walked into the classroom, I turned around and walked out, and I was like, there's got to be 100 people in there, for God's sakes.
Yeah, we had a lot. I know.
Yeah, I was quite surprised.
You know, and we might. We're not totally planned out yet as what we're doing with that trip in August and September. So we might just decide to do that, but we kind of just wanted to have a whole field weekend, you know, and not do that, but we'll see. We'll see.
Well, it'll be fun.
Yeah. But that's interesting. Good to know. Good to know that Squatchers has a good name out there.
Yeah, they do. You know? They really do. Yep, yeah. Other teams don't, but that one does.
Next subject. You know what? Actually, it's almost 30 minutes past the hour, so I think we need to go to a commercial break. So we will be back in 2 minutes. This is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. Vampires, werewolves, skinwalkers, all of this and more, Sunday nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Come, get lost with us.
Light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock for Dark Sun Rising on the Para-X Radio Network.
You've no doubt heard of Tango and Cash, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Perhaps it takes two to tango. Well, now, on the first and third Thursdays of each month, there's a show called Tango and Friends at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Para-X Radio Network with your host, Bruce Tango. And yes, there will be at least two to tango on each episode, sometimes even more. There's going to be lots of topics and lots of guests you'll all know and lots of surprises. Tango and Friends, every first and third Thursday of the month at 8 p.m. right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Gathering Radio Show here on the Para-X Network, and we have Jerry and Kim as our guests tonight. They're on the Calling Radio Show, which is our, we'll call them our brother show here on the Para-X Network, and we have had, I'm thinking, a little too much fun here tonight, kids. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Having all of us together?
Absolutely.
It's like a little reunion here.
I like it.
Yeah, it's fun. I don't think we've ever had the hosts of The Calling on our radio show, Heidi, oddly enough. Have we?
I don't think so.
So
you could probably ask them and they would tell us.
Yeah. Have you guys ever been on our show?
No. Have we, Kimmy?
No.
I don't think so. We, you know, it's funny too, Kim. I mean, don't we plug them every week?
You do?
Yeah, we do.
You know? And then finally we're asked because they couldn't find anybody else?
That's not true.
That is not true because we've got topics and subjects lined up till the end of time.
Yes.
So
yes,
we wanted you guys on.
Kim, have you seen that list, though?
Oh, yeah.
No one sees the list.
Kim.
I know they do because they have some awesome shows.
As a matter of fact,
I'm blushing.
If I can put our plug in, tomorrow night we have Willow Limanche, New Orleans. She is a tarot card reader. And no, not New Orleans. She'll kill you. It's New Orleans.
New Orleans. Oh, okay. New Orleans. Yeah. Oh, I see, Jerry. Sorry.
Well, we're from Minnesota, so we say it a little differently.
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Anyway, so who is this woman and what does she do?
She is a tarot card reader. She's also a Reiki master. She does a thing called, I want to get it right because I know if I say it wrong, I'm going to be very, very upset with myself. She has three businesses going on. She's a Divine Source Spiritual Center she owns, Black Rose Paranormal Adventures, and Black Rose Weddings. She's also a paranormal investigator and founder of Dark NOLA Paranormal. Mm-hmm. And she's got a heck of a story behind her.
Cool.
Heck of a story. So really interesting.
It's going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everyone tune in to the Calling Radio Show tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Para-X Radio Network. Cool. And now back to our regularly scheduled show. This is The Gathering. So what else is going on with you guys? So how is your show going? And what's shaking you guys? Tell us about your favorite. How about this?
That's what I want to know.
What is your favorite paranormal story from when you were investigating?
Yep.
Kimmy, you go first.
Oh my God, there's so many. I love validation, you know, when you're sensing things, when you go into a home and do a paranormal investigating and you start sensing things. I love validation. I really have to say that for sure. Mm-hmm. So, you know, especially like if you use your spirit box and all this stuff, you know, not let everybody believes in it, but I tend to like it, and I just love validation. That's one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Do you have a story about something that you felt, heard, or saw, and then you actually had the evidence to prove it?
Well, like, at one time, we did this farm, and all I was doing was just walking through the farm and everything. I think I've mentioned this on the show, too. And we're just walking through and everything. Sorry, my dog's in the background. Sorry. Anyways, but I can sense this male with he was holding something heavy. and he's walking, but he was an elder gentleman. He had overalls. He's walking by some outbuildings and stuff like that. And I could see him, and I kept saying, oh my gosh, I see him. And the investigators is like, oh, you know, keep talking, you know, and we're on a recorder. So as I go into the house, I mention it to the lady, and the lady says, oh my God, I think you see my grandfather. And she goes, and what was he doing? And I said, he was carrying a bucket. It seems like that helps him or in some way. And she goes, you're not going to believe this, but he would carry a bucket and had heavy stuff like maybe rocks or something in it. And every time he'd fall, he would get the bucket and hold on to the bucket and pull himself up. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So she said her grandfather, or that he would hold this bucket and walk around. Well, now he's passed, of course, you know, but this is some of the things that I would see. And then I also, when I'm looking out the window of this farmhouse, I look out the window and I see this Native American man, and he had a shawl over him, and he's walking on a horse, but he's walking down the path of where the, you know, the big barn is at, and there's a, you know, walkway through there. But I can see him walking through there with other natives, and I'm like, why, you know, why do I see this, you know? And to make a long story short, a lady calls in, or calls this lady, because she finds out about us being there. And so she just happened to say that she remembers, as her grandmother told her, when she was a little girl, some native men came in, and they were talking to her, and they were asking her which way was Pipestone. They even asked her, well, wasn't she afraid, you know, of this? And they said, no, she wasn't afraid or anything. And I remember seeing this little girl. Like, I know this little girl was around too. So I just thought that was kind of interesting that validated. Mm-hmm. And then in the Historic Society, you see all the pictures, and there are pictures of these Native people wearing these shawls or blankets over them. So I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. is very cool. Yeah. Jerry?
Well, I would have to say there's two, actually. One was my favorite cleansing that we ever did, and that would be in Atwater at an old farmhouse. That was the validation on that was absolutely perfect, I think. But my favorite investigation itself would be Humbird in Humbird, Wisconsin. And that one was when they said that there was apparitions, the apparition that they talked about, I actually got to see it, and it had walked in one of our investigators' rooms, Nicole, and Nicole was downstairs, and I'm like, Nicole? And I walk in there, and she's gone. And the places that we were sleeping in, both the rooms, Nicole's room and my room, is where like around 400 children had passed away from smallpox. In these rooms, there was six rooms, but only two that we could stay in. And it was just amazing the things that happened, and the EVPs we got out of that room were, I mean, you know, one telling me they're sorry when I said, I felt you touch me. And it was like they were, you know, kind of afraid of me. And they said that they were sorry. Another one, which I think the recording that they were actually saying mommy when I asked them if there's someone, but somebody else said it was Ronnie. I'm going to stick with mommy. And then in the bar itself, an EVP we got that sounds exactly like the cooler door sliding open.
Yeah.
A bottle of beer taken out. Yeah, and then like somebody twisted the cap off, because you could hear the psht at the same time. And there was only myself, May, and Lodora, who was on our team there at that time. No one else was down in the main area. It was pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yep. So if anybody wants to go out and stay someplace for the weekend and just have fun and go to a great bar too. Humbird, Wisconsin, the Humbird Bar, Rum and Bar and Room Bar.
Bar and Grill.
In Humber.
Easy for you to say.
It's a hotel.
Tongue twister.
Hotel and bar. Hotel and bar. And it's pretty awesome. But just make sure you tell them you want to stay in the well, you could call them the death rooms, I guess.
Cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Well, yeah, you know.
No, I know. For a paranormal investigator, it's interesting. I won't say it's fun to go somewhere that children especially died, but it's interesting to, you know, see if there's any activity and, you know, if there's anything that you can do to help, I suppose, too. That's always good.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we're going back again as soon as everything gets lifted. But Wisconsin, with the COVID, they've gotten kind of crazy, you know, where they... You know, they're everything's starting to go up. People are getting sick. And in Humber, people are starting to get sick. And that's kind of sad. Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
So Sherry in the chat room, and I'm going to say this is for both of you because she didn't say who it was for. She said, what's your most remote investigation? I guess, and it says from anywhere civilized. So I guess the furthest out, like the most far out investigation you guys have done.
Far out. Oh, well, I would say Santee, Nebraska. We got a call from the reservation there, and the Sioux Nation headquarters of the museum asked us to come out and to investigate their museum. And that was an incredible. I mean, the museum itself, we did a radio show and during the day, and we, you know, asked questions. People wanted to see, you know, if things can move like flashlights, stuff like that. And they were actually really speaking. It was, Steph, you were there.
That was when I was still with Sim. That was a great investigation. And we had a lot of things happen overnight, too.
Oh, there. My gosh. Yeah.
But it was amazing that it carried over to the next day then, too, when you guys were doing your radio show.
Yep, that's true. And Steph wanted so bad to wear this dress that was over 100 years ever. Old. Yep. Yeah, and we got an EVP of it saying to, you know, get away from
back
my
away.
Dress.
Back away. Back away from the dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, well, and it was such an honor to be asked by the Dakota tribe to come in, the Santee Sioux to come and do that. You know, I mean, that just doesn't happen every day.
It was. They were just phenomenal people with all their stories of their past, of their, you know, their culture. It was, oh, my God, I could have stayed there. I mean, I want to go back, you know, so bad. But we actually were back. I'm going to tell you guys that we were supposed to go there this year. They asked us to come back. And it was the tribal council that asked us to come back. They actually shut down the museum and they wanted some more stuff done, but because of the COVID-19, they said maybe next year.
Yeah. Well, so, and that's probably good because you don't probably want to go there anyway right now, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, Steph, did you know that Snooki Darlowski there was able to touch the dress?
I know. She told me. Yeah. Because she went down there after we were there for a trip. Yeah.
Yep.
And the junkyard, we went down there again. Like, was it the next year or the year after? I don't remember.
Next
but something something followed us back to the hotel, and we were all fighting cats and dogs. It was awful.
Horrible.
And then we had to do a cleansing, whatever, and got rid of it. And then we were all fine. It was like night and day. One minute, the whole team, we were just arguing and fighting, and it was horrific. And then we did the cleansing. Everything was cool. We got rid of them, and we were just absolutely peachy. So, and a junkyard. It was a junkyard. It was crazy.
But the junkyard, though, just to let everybody know what was going on at the junkyard, it was cars of suicides and head-on crashes.
Mm-hmm.
So every car that was in there had a story to it and a tragedy to it. Person found shot and killed at its own hands.
Yeah.
There was murders in it. There was all that. And he told us about it, you know. And then when he got very upset when Mike started doing an EVP session, And that's when we left, and something attached itself to Mike and attached to myself. Mm-hmm. And Mike and I are the ones that started the argument at a gas station.
At a gas station of all places.
Yeah, because I used the bathroom first. And the next thing you know, we were
at heated. It was heated.
We were, seriously, we were just about to kill each other. And I remember that feeling, but I couldn't remember exactly why I was so upset.
Well, I don't think any of us did, you know, but then once we did, you know, in May, you know, we were all there and we all put our energies together and we got rid of whatever it was and then we were fine. But yeah, craziness.
It was.
Sure.
Yeah, it didn't affect May and George too much.
No.
They were like looking at us like, what in the hell is the matter with people?
I know. It was crazy. Kim, how about you?
Well, I can't top that, that's for sure. All I could say is, you know, I was asked once to go to a private to do an investigation, and my sister came with me, and she's the one that connected me to this person, and we went to California, and we went over there. The thing is that I didn't find anything paranormal because they had high EMFs readings, and it was affecting them. So I kind of debunked everything with that, you know, because she was getting the headaches, you know, seeing things, having nightmares. But that's because in the middle of her little hallway, she was in an apartment and the meter was reading high. Like we were, you put the K2 or you put the millimeter and it was reading like 1,000. And I told her, you need to tell your landlord something about this because this is really bad. So I debunked that, but then they asked me to read this picture, which came out pretty crazy because my sister's, first of all, has never seen me work before. She just knew that I did this stuff and she just called me crazy. You know, a lot of my brothers and sisters did, you know. So I read these people and I read this picture and I felt how he got killed. He got shot in the head. They beat him up. I mean, it was awful, awful, awful. And then I got this overwhelming sensation when I was reading about the love that he had for them and all this stuff. So they were really happy. But I mean, at first she wouldn't say anything when I was describing how he died and she wouldn't say nothing. And I'm like thinking to myself, okay, is this, I hope I'm reading this right, you know? And I just kept going and kept going. And she just started bawling and said, you're right. This is exactly how he passed away. And I just was blown away, you know, that I could read that picture. So the details was horrid. And I even felt the punching. I felt the stomach, like, you know, they shot him in the stomach and everything came out of his stomach. I felt everything. It was horrible. But, I mean, then I feel the oversensation of whelm of how much he loved them. And he said he's all right and everything's going to be fine. And it just felt really good after that. And I just think that, to me, that was in California. I thought it was really amazing. So that was one of our, you know. And my sister thought, oh, my God, when she saw the people, just the reaction, she just couldn't get over it, you know. So, yeah. So, yeah, that was one of my, I think, really out of the crazy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wow, you know, between the four of us, we all have so many experiences and so many investigations under our belts, and it's just so fun. You know, Kat said, why is it believed that attachments or such can affect a bunch of people to start fights, but not believe that angels could affect a bunch of people to get along.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys think about that?
Well, I really believe that, you know, they could. I mean, but I put it to spirit guides and everything else to kind of, you know, come around and help soothe down, you know, Heidi.
Well, I answered in the chat room that this comes up a lot when people are talking. I'll use premonitions as an example because it's easier for people to understand. When people come to me at the studio and they talk about having premonitions and they're bad, awful things that they can't stop, and why do they get premonitions? And I ask them to think about good things that they might feel are coming in advance, or they have a good idea about something or whatever. I think a lot of people pay attention to negative things and also go external with blame when it comes to negative energies, forces, ideas, whatever, or instigators. They want to say it's something else. But then if something good happens, a lot of people end up taking credit for that.
Yeah.
And so I think that there's a lot of external forces that are helping us try and create good things, you know, but we tend to, as humans, take credit for good stuff. Like, it's our idea. It's good. You know, we created some good energy. And not always. I'm not saying this is a blanket thing, but same thing with the negative. You know, it happens quite often where people, you know, put it into something external out of their out of their control. And when it's something that's not good, and that's not always the case either. So I don't know. I think that it's not a blanket statement where it's always the bad, never the good or whatever, but that's my thought on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds good.
Well, thanks.
And I do agree with Karen. I think we're just all hardwired to pay attention to the bad and minimize the good, which is true. I think in a lot of different things. So yeah, decent people don't need to run around shooting. And, you know, Minneapolis has been a hotbed of violence the last month and a half, but my goodness, the last few days, there have been shootings and killings and all the time. It's just really something.
That's a perfect example of how much we sit there and when we're paying attention to all this negative, how our emotions start, you know, soaking it up, you know, and that's where we have to learn to say, okay, we need to turn all this around. We need to make sure we're in this positive area, positive things, just positive, so that way we don't get affected by it. Because I feel like I get affected when you just hear these stories and see the Facebook, see the news. Mm-hmm. I have to get away from it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Especially nowadays, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny that, you know, how things can happen again and again. Excuse me, can happen again and again. 24 years ago, in 1996, Minneapolis was known as Murderapolis.
Yeah.
And it's come back. As a matter of fact, a couple friends of mine lost their mother in Murderapolis. And it took many years. And yes, I'm going to pat myself on the back. It took SIM, Supernatural Investigators of Minnesota, to help find the killer of these two girls' mother. And they were actually able to put him in prison. So that was a big thing.
That was a big thing. That was the Willis family, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you're right. Media does tend to focus on the bad. So if you watch TV or Facebook or any of that, it's always going to be the worst, right? It's always going to be the bad stuff and not enough of the good stuff, you know? Yep. So I think we just all need to start paying more attention to the good. It's hard. You know, it's hard.
You know, like some people say, there's no money in the good.
That's true.
There's money in the bad.
Yep.
You know.
That's absolutely true. All right. So is there five? We have 6 minutes left. So we'll give each of you a couple minutes to, I don't know. So what would you like to talk about? Kim, you start.
Go, Jerry. Go, Jerry.
No, Kimmy. Oh, go, Jerry. Go, Jerry. Come
go
on,
Kimmy.
You guys are radio hosts. I figured you guys would just be for talking.
Okay. What did you say we were supposed to ask again? I did a stupid thing. I looked and I answered something in the chat room. What did you say?
I'm just saying we only have about 5 minutes left. So is there anything you want to talk about on the last couple of minutes? You each have 2 minutes.
Nothing much, you know, except for anybody out there. If you're within the Minneapolis, St. Paul area and you're looking to get on a team, you know, we would love to have you guys give us a call at or go to our website, siminnesota.com, and send us an email about you, you know, because we want to get back out in the woods, Bigfoot and UFOs, and, you know, have some fun. And also, too, make sure you guys check out our show tomorrow, The Calling, with Willow LaMache. It's going to be a blast. I can't remember her name.
LaMache. Is that how you say it? LaMache?
LaMache.
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 LaMache. You better learn to say that right.
Yeah, you better ask before the show comes on.
Right? Well, mouth. Profanity almost came out of my mouth, so I'll just shut up. Go, no. Kimmy, go.
And, all right, Kimmy. Yeah, I forgot to say that we are doing the Boyd House. I think it's in Marshall, towards Marshall somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's haunted home and everything. I don't know much about it because I don't want to know anything about it. Mm-hmm. So one of my investigators is going to tune into that. So we're going to be doing that in September. So we're super excited and stoked about it. I think somebody from I don't know for sure, Ghost Nation or whatever, they're supposed to, they've done it. So I don't know. So anyway, so yeah, we're going to be doing the Boyd House.
Awesome. So, yeah, and where can people find you, Kimmy? Where's your paranormal group's web address or Facebook or
all that? Web address is www.catparanormalmn. And then we have Facebook. You can tune in on Facebook. I'm not all great on Twitter and everything. So just go to Facebook if you want to ask questions or anything like that, or just need us to help out. Just let us know. We're out there.
Awesome. Awesome. And we got a lot of cool stuff going on, you guys, both of you. And hopefully we'll get you out in the field with Squatchers, Kim, pretty soon.
Yes. Yep. Definitely.
Well, I think you said you could come next for the big weekend next month.
Oh,
so that'll
yep.
be fun for sure.
Yeah.
That's on the calendar.
For sure. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. Wild times.
I know.
So Heidi, what's shaking?
I'm just watching Jerry do his parade wave on Skype there. It looks like he's doing his parade wave. I'm like, what are you doing, Jerry?
No, the troops are listening. They just sent me an email. It says awesome. It's about damn time that we get on to guys' show and talk.
So. Awesome.
We love
thanks
you guys.
For listening.
Thank you.
We do love the troops, and thanks for your service. Oh, my gosh. And we know that you listen, and we love it. So if there's anything you would like the ladies of the gathering to talk about, you know, please let us know.
Yes. Send Jerry an email with a topic that you'd like us to cover.
And we will, for sure.
Go.
Yes. So that's awesome. I was wondering what you were doing, Jerry. So for those of you who can't,
I know, I'm like, what's the parade wave, Jerry?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Well, that's, you know, I was being polite. Raise
yeah,
your
he
hand.
Was.
It didn't mean I had to go to the bathroom, for God's sakes.
I think you could have planned better on that one there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have to come to a close now. So, Heidi?
Yes.
Another
thank
one
you.
Under our belt.
It's been a lot of fun having you guys on our show. Thank you so much for being our guest tonight. And, yes, definitely tune in to The Calling tomorrow night. That's our sibling show, our brother show, and check them out. They have a great guest tomorrow. Everybody listening in the chat room, online, wherever you're tuning in, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Thank you to Para X for hosting us, and Sarge, our most amazing and awesome producer. Thank you so much. And Steph, another great week.
Yeah. So we'll be back next week, and it'll be fun. I'll tell everybody about the mausoleum for sure. But I think we have a good subject to talk about too. So
yep, absolutely.
We're not going to say what it is, but we'll be back next week. So we'll see you all then. Thanks, Kim, and thanks, Jerry, for being on. Adios.
Thank you.
Have a good night, everybody.